Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second, the second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third, the DH, George Brett. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Boone. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Pete Filson. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the right fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third, the first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth, the DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Johnson. And now, play ball. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gallagher hits a fly ball towards right. Tartabull settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tartabull. Gallagher moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Gallagher moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Ripken reaches third base with a triple. Gallagher scores. Milligan scores. Kittle goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Worthington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Eisenreich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson bunts towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Brett reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Melvin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Melvin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Filson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Milligan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Milligan reaches third base with a triple. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Price now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Seitzer. Hewlett moves to second. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Melvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melvin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive towards first. Perry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich moves to third. Curt Schilling now pitching. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone strikes out. 2 outs. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 3 in the game. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Steve Finley pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Finley. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Finley steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Greg Olson now pitching. Mike McFarlane pinch hits for Bob Boone. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stillwell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.